Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 13 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. We continue. We had other activities that we enjoyed. These were parties at the homes of fellow local students and a couple of sleigh ride parties. A couple of young fellows would come in with their bobsleds and take us out for a ride into the country and then out to their homes for a big afternoon lunch. After this, we did a little more riding about the countryside and then went back to the college. These sleighs, of course, were horse-drawn. Another activity we enjoyed was skating. There was a farm pond about a mile north of the college on the Jens Carlson farm. We made various excursions out there, mostly on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. I recall one Saturday evenings were rare, when we had to return double time, and we were on foot, to get the girls in before their deadline of 10 p.m. We just made it. Toward the end of February, Gerhard Kierkegaard had a very serious accident. He was sitting on a chair tilted back against the wall when the chair slipped and he went down backwards. He suffered an injury to his spine, which disabled him for the rest of the year. When the U.S. got into World War I, he tried to enlist in the U.S. Army, but was rejected. He then went to Canada, where he was accepted into the ambulance service. Later, when the U.S. entered the war, he asked to be transferred to the American Medical Corps and was accepted. He contracted the flu and died in France, and lies buried in the American Cemetery at Paris, France. Near the close of the winter term, Professor Jewell talked to me about coming back for a full term the next year. I asked him if I would be able to graduate from the academic department in 1 year. I told him what I had had in high school and what subjects I had taken at EHC. After summing them up, he said I could. So when I left Elkhorn after the close of the winter term, I returned home with the intention of coming back to finish the academic course and then got busy lining up jobs for the summer. As soon as the ground was fit, I started with my drainage work. About the middle of May, it was graduation time at EHC, and since my sister was graduating, Mother and I attended, because Father had other commitments. If I do not err in my recollection of this graduation exercise, Professor Jewell stated that this was the first class to graduate from a full academic course at EHC. The graduates of this class were Ingeborg Olsen, Frieda Falk, and C.A. Stubb. Stubb became a well-known personality in the two Danish synods, the Danish Lutheran Church and the United Danish Evangelical Lutheran Church. He was known as a teacher, pastor, and editor. He taught at Grandview College in Des Moines and Dana College in Blair, Nebraska, and he was also editor of various church papers issued by the Danish Lutheran Church. That summer, I had plenty of work, and I had a man working for me most of the time. I was well satisfied with my situation, and the dream of going back to school was rapidly slipping into oblivion, and the old idea of settling down on a farm loomed brighter and brighter. About the 1st of September, I heard of a large farm job that would take 2 men 2 to 3 months to complete. I thought that this was it, and with this I would be able to start farming. I had 1 man working for me at that time, but I wanted another on the job so I would be able to finish it before the ground froze up too solidly to dig. I contacted my old college roommate from the winter before. He had also worked for me part-time that summer and agreed to help until corn-picking time, when he would have to help his father get the corn crop out. I then went out to see the farmer and look over the situation. I liked the lay of the land. The farmer was satisfied with my prices, with board and bed included, so I got the job, starting as soon as possible. The farmer was to order the tile right away, and I was to start as soon as the work I was at was completed. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men gang off agley, and ours went awry. The demand for tile was so great in that locality that the tile factory was way behind in filling their orders, so we were put on the waiting list. In the meantime, my sister Frieda had enrolled in the 1-year normal course at Dana College, which would entitle her to a second grade state certificate upon graduation. And what was I going to do? We'll see what Paulus Falk does about his dilemma next time. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Hadagat Ide.